Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Sunday morning praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvell. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning, this great and marvelous Easter morning. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous, blessed morning. Before we go into our musical ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed in praising your name. Praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength. We want to also thank you, Lord Father, for sending angels to watch over us all night long. And bright early this morning, touching us, enabling us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord Father, that we never seen before. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we want to thank you that we was able to clothe ourselves in a respectful manner for this brand new day. We was able to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we want to thank you for going on the cross and dying for our sins. As we pray, as we celebrate, and we honor you on this Easter day. We want to add a mighty blessing upon everyone that may be sick this morning. We want to add a mighty healing by your name, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the nursing homes, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father, some there that have elderly that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty blessing upon them, armor protection around them, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we don't only stop there, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that you have some sons and daughters that are pursuing careers in colleges, universities, all over this land and all over this world. We want to add a mighty blessing upon them, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, don't only stop there, Lord Father, but go by the jails and prisons, Lord Father. You are, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have made a bad decision that put themselves in that facility, but we want to add a mighty recollection upon them, Lord Father, in the right direction, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father, but go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, Lord Father. Be an eye and ear for us. Be an armor of protection around us, Lord Father. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs some understanding and some guidance, Lord Father. We ask that in your name. We ask that, Lord Father, you comfort someone, Lord Father, that may have lost a loved one. Comfort them and let them know that, Lord Father, you are too wise to make a mistake. Only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, as we go into this brand new week, Lord Father, we ask that you go with us, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you give us direction and guidance, Lord Father, as we enter in this brand new week, Lord Father. And Lord Father, when we are traveling the last mile on this earth, when we have sung our last song, and when we have prayed our last prayer, Lord Father, please, Lord Father, give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst will be suffice. These blessing others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that you, the each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. As we give honor to our Lord and Savior on this Easter day, our next song coming up is coming from Vicky Wines. And the song is entitled, No Cross, No Crown.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest name.
Come on and lift your hands and say
it. It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to me, no, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just mine for you. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh.
Something about the name.
you call on the name of Jesus. How many of you know that there's power in his name? I changed my mind. I don't want us to call him too loud right now. I just want to call him soft like Jesus.
Jesus.
I love
calling
him
your name.
Jesus.
Every day.
Quiet, it's your time to come in soft now. Come on. Walking on that.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. Glorious gospel. Great music there coming from Shirley Season, titled Jesus, I Love Calling Your Name. Great song. We're going to continue with our gospel ministry. Our next song coming up is coming from Willie Neal Johnson in the Keynotes, and it's entitled, That's My Son.
Hanging on the cross. See, ain't nothing, nobody wrong. Look at him hanging there. He healed the sick, and he raised up the dead. And 10,000 people, the same man fed. Look at Mary. Standing there in the crowd with tears streaming from her eyes. She looked up at her cross and saw her son hanging there. She looked at the crowd of people and she said, y'all, want you to take your time.
It sounds like music. my ears.
That's the way the greatest name on earth.
Da 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 da. He was
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 4 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. A great music there coming from Deborah Snipes, entitled Anybody Know Jesus, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this day, Easter morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Kelly Price, and it's entitled Nobody But Jesus.
Who took me? just to decorate the sky.
Back to heaven, but he's gonna return. deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
I got King Jesus.
How long was I trying to?
Don't need nobody else.
Hey,
a burden now. I know he's a heavy load share.
I know.
Prince of a water.
Give the Lord some praise. I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, a home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help. Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior,
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say, Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Oh, he's a Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedic was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folks? Why you want to look at these folks? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said. Healer, healer, healer. I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say, healer?
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note, said there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now? She said, son, once again, you don't understand. You know what she told him? She lifted up her hands. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anybody want to tell him thank you? What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Why don't y'all help me tell him thank you? Come on, y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Has he done anything for you? You want to tell him thank you?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your hands all over the building. Thank you.
Come on, mighty and always,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a strong tower. He's a shelter in a time of storm. Be there with me so long, yeah. There's power in that name, yes it is.
Somebody
ought to call him by his name,
Jesus.
Sing it one more time, Jesus.
Jesus.
I wish I had some praises in here. Just go touch about 3 folks and tell them all you need to do is call Jesus. All you need to do is call Jesus. Come on, lift your voice and say,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Everybody say,
Jesus.
All over this place, say, Jesus. Jesus in that name, yeah. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a burden bearer, yes he is. Hey, touch somebody and say, Jesus, Jesus,
everyone. You are tuning into the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 24 minutes after the hour. I kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from Reverend Timothy Wright, entitled Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In the time when Jesus was on earth, he may perform many miracles. The miracle that we are that we identified in the next song was the one in reference to Mary and Martha and her brother, Lazarus. The song is performed by Aretha Franklin, and it's entitled, Mary, Don't You Weep.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
Listen, Mary.
Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your sister, don't moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
All of your men got drowned in the sea one day.
Mary, oh, Mary, don't you weep.
gonna review the story of two sisters.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came, the lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and the white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" and said, ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor. They walked in and daughter got on the phone and the phone kept ringing and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round. Somebody say, yes, here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door and she peeped in and she said, how's my son doing? And they told her, said, mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds. She said, child, let me come in. She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? The white lady looked at her and said, if you want to use the phone, you can use the phone. She said, no, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to your closet. Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet. And she closed the door. And before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
The man that was standing at the door said, listen, little girl,
I'm the doctor, if you don't mind. I was just in these bars, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in? He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God. I said, y'all in my room. Oh, I did. Jesus is my God. And he right God of my strength. He healed me of my mental in my room.
Let me hear you. Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you're going to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing one chord. Hey, there's joy. Come on, say it. In the room. Come on, everybody say it. Joy in the room. Jesus.
They're watching me slowly.
Gone. I don't want you to leave me, Lord.
Don't leave me.
understand why you care so much. It's all a mystery. Time and time again I ask myself, what have I done to deserve such wealth? The price you pay I can never repay. Your generosity in order to save me, in order to save the day. Cause of love you place yourself in harm's way. It's truly beyond me, left without a word to say. What kind of love would place yourself in harm's way? What kind of love would place yourself? When I was down, you came and lifted me. When I was bound, yes, you set me free. Things that you do makes it clear to see. It's all a master plan.
Oh, Lord.
remember me, Father, when I'm worried. Remember me, Father, you see me better now and lonely. And oh, Lord, let me tell you, Father, the story of life. Keep on reading.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Sunday Morning Praise with Kale. I'm your host, Kale Marvet. About 10 minutes before the hour, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous Easter. Be sure when you get on the highways today, by all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Have a great and glorious Easter Sunday. God bless you.